the bishop of the Iowa Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church, and as a person of faith, I believe that we are called as a community to speak about the immigration raid that took place on May 12 at Agriprocessors Incorporated in Postville, Iowa. I feel called to speak out in concern for the families and individuals involved, and I welcome others to join me as we speak from the wellspring of our faith and stand in solidarity with those being most disenfranchised by today's events, namely the workers and their families. Throughout both the Hebrew and Christian scriptures, there is a calling to connection and community with the strangers in our midst, to treat them as the citizens among you, and to love them as we do ourselves. In the Christian scripture, Jesus continually manifests compassion for the vulnerable and the poor. Jesus' life on earth initiated the kingdom reality of a social order based on love, grace, justice, inclusion, mercy, and egalitarianism. I believe that people of faith and all persons of goodwill should join together to embody the new social order of God's transforming love, power, and justice that breaks the chains of fear, injustice, racism, xenophobia, and violence. We are called to stand in solidarity with our sisters and brothers whose lives were disrupted on May 12 at the Agriprocessors Incorporated plant and who are now facing unknown challenges and possible separation from their families, friends, and loved ones. As Iowa United Methodists, we want to stand in partnership and community with the workers in Postville who are experiencing hardships of unknown proportion. It is our belief that we are all deeply connected to one another through Christ without regard for nationality or legal status. I believe that the raids at the Agriprocessors Incorporated plant create fear and chaos, and they are ultimately detrimental and harmful to our communities here in Iowa and around the nation. We cannot allow the pattern of history to repeat itself where the newest migrants to our nation become criminalized and serve as the recipients of our animosity, fear, racism, and anger. As the United Methodist Church, we plead with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers and all other law enforcement agencies to cease these raids, to release those who have been detained today, and to work with our elected officials to create a just and comprehensive immigration policy that will fully incorporate the undocumented among us into the life of this nation in ways that validate our common humanity and affirm the ways in which they contribute to and enrich our culture here in Iowa and in the United States. Our prayers are with all who are affected by the May 12 raid.